Welcome to another EbizQ podcast.
Hello, EbizQ listeners. This is Jessica Ann Mola, Managing Editor at EbizQ. Today I'm speaking with Ilan Sahayak, who is the Chief Technology Officer of Jitterbit. Ilan, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Jessica. Glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about Jitterbit for those of us who aren't familiar.
Sure. Jitterbit is a company that focuses on integration and data integration and application integration. And there are many ways to integrate your business applications and get data moving from one application to another. So we focus specifically on trying to simplify the process of integration. And we focus on more modern integrations that involve cloud applications and more modern systems like Oracle or SAP versus large legacy mainframe types of applications. So our core focus is enabling applications and data to move across from one place to another more easily. And one of our core focuses in doing that is who has to do the work. And so we've really focused on enabling what we see as technical business analysts in organizations to do the work because they know the requirements and enabling them to get the work done themselves versus having to put it on paper, telling the developer what to do, and then having to test what the developer does. That takes a lot of time, and it becomes an expensive process. So we try and enable the business analyst to do it, and that really is one big step in simplifying that process.
So let's explore the role of the business analyst, and tell me why you think it's an important role, and what external and internal factors have led to the need for it.
Well, if we look at what's going on in IT today, a lot of components within IT get outsourced, particularly anything that's a commodity. For example, the infrastructure. We're seeing more and more infrastructure management being outsourced, like your network management, server management, etc. What organizations are having to maintain within IT, though, are the domain experts that understand the business and understand the details of how business process works, and they can then make sure that the business continues to optimize its operation or operate better. And so that is that business analyst. And more often these days, that business analyst is very technical because over time they've had exposure to both IT as well as to the business workings. And so the role of the business analyst is definitely being kept within the organization because it's specific to each company, and it's becoming a more and more important role we're seeing in IT because as the pure technical people are kind of being outsourced, we're seeing that the core jewels, if you like, are still those technical business analysts that understand how the business works but can also apply that to technology.
For sure. Now, do you know of or have you heard of a customer example of an organization benefiting from successfully leveraging someone in a business analyst type role?
Yes. Many of our customers do that. For example, Continental Airlines. We work with somebody there called Denise Wilson. She's very familiar with what the organization does. She's worked there for many years. She knows how it tracks its assets across all of its infrastructure and across the airports and its corporate offices, et cetera. So she knows what the business has to track and what's important to the business. And she, for example, uses Jitterbit to gather all of that information and make sure that it's coordinated correctly. That's one example. Another example would be Oscar Gomez at Balfour Beatty. That's an organization that's a large construction firm. He's worked for the organization for many years as well. He's very familiar with what people do in the field to manage their projects and their contractors in terms of construction of large building and infrastructure. So he's the person that looks after the integrations there between their financial systems and their field project management system. In addition, their financial systems and their banking systems and the feeds that go back and forth there. So we're definitely seeing organizations where with these people in IT needing to do integration, and that is definitely a growing community. I mean, there are many other names that I can think of from healthcare. We've got Larry Korb, Jacob Stanton, airlines, et cetera. Over 50% of Jitterbit's users today are technical business analyst types.
Wow. Now, Have you seen through these customer visits and also just in industry buzz that this role is in fact growing in importance? And do you have any anecdotes to back this idea?
Well, this role is, what we're seeing is as companies have to save more and more money and they look to save in IT, we're not seeing this role going away because it's so critical to the organization to make sure that their business applications are meeting the requirements of the way the business operates. This role is becoming the most powerful role in IT because the organization is dependent, very dependent on these people who understand the details of how all of the other people in the company are going to be productive. So in terms of anecdotes, we're seeing that naturally and organically, organizations are keeping these people in-house and they can basically outsource anything that's generic, like, for example, how to, you know, set up your network or how to manage your servers and make sure that if there's a problem, you're alerted in some kind of system. But the people that take care of the data and take care of the business process, those are definitely people that we're seeing being kept in-house.
And do you feel the importance of creating a more business-facing IT team is a fad, or does it have staying power in your opinion?
In my opinion, I think that the importance of creating a team that can understand the business is what's going to be your competitive advantage. Mm-hmm. They're the people that are going to make the organizations operate more efficiently. By knowing what the organization does today in detail, knowing what your inefficiencies are today in detail, and they typically know what's inefficient because they see any process waste that goes on. And they're the ones that can identify the details of how things need to change in order to make things work better. Another good sign of where this role is growing is if you look at the adoption of software as a service or cloud applications. As an example, Salesforce.com is a cloud application. So people adopt that application because they want to outsource the whole infrastructure of an application outside of IT. But at the same time, every Salesforce.com organization has a role for a Salesforce.com administrator. This is a technical business analyst. They are people who sit down and say, okay, how do I need to use something like Salesforce.com? How do I need to extend it? What kind of custom objects do I need to put in place in order to support my organization? What kind of rules and workflow triggers do I need to configure in order for this to work properly? And so the adoption of cloud applications is critical. It's critical to have that technical business analyst. Otherwise, it's not going to operate correctly. If you just take those applications out of the box, they're never going to do exactly what you need. You still need that person to come in and configure and tweak and constantly modify that based on how the business works. So it is something that a major industry shift is dependent on, and I don't see this role going away. I just see it becoming more and more powerful within the organization.
Very interesting. Thank you for joining me today, Alan.
Thanks, Jessica.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.